Top of the fourth in the top of the St. Martin lineup. Ty Reller, big lefty on the mound for New Munich, delivers to Zach Moritz, and a pitch that's low and inside and 1-0.
I know you're not, you wouldn't be my first pick for Name That Tune, Randy, but did you know what that last song was?
Wasn't paying attention.
That was ELO's Showdown, and I think that's what we're in for right now with these two guys on the mound.
I do remember the melody. I'm horrible at names. Here's Moritz, a pop-up in the infield, and Neil Anderson will make the catch over at first for the out.
A lot of soft contact today. We haven't seen Scott Leeser had that barrel down the left field line foul, and the right field he punched that hit. But other than that, we haven't seen too many things squared up.
It was a line drive back to Reller on the mound.
Yep, off this guy's bat.
Brian Schlungen's bat, you bet. And the first pitch, too, Brian is a ball, 1-0. Ball, no strikes. There's a breaking ball that Schlungen swings over the top of, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Good crowd for this first ball game today. As Reller delivers, fastball. Whoa! The bat from Schlungen goes flying towards his dugout.
You ever done that?
Let the bat go?
Yeah.
I think I might have done that once or twice.
What do you feel about an inch tall when you do that?
Yeah, but a lot of people are going, wow, he's swinging hard. But
just loose hands.
Loose maybe. Hands. Yeah.
You don't need to be Hato from Rookie of the Year. You just hold it a little tighter, though.
1-2 the count. And the pitch is inside. And 2-2. Was it last year in the state tournament where somebody let a bat go? And that bat went so far.
Oh, it was like left center field.
It was, yeah.
Like past the shortstop.
Exactly.
Almost to the point of like, I'd like to see you try to do that.
Right on. Here's a shot by Schlungen. Right past Ty Reller into center field. A base hit. That is almost identical to what Ty caught.
Yeah. This one, he just snuck it underneath his glove instead of into his glove.
Base hit for Schlungen. The Martins' third hit of the day. And that'll bring Kyle Leeser to the plate.
Stepping up to the plate, the shortstop. Kyle,
Kyle 0 for 1. The left fielder for New Munich, giving Kyle a little bit of the line, trying to squeeze the middle. And Leeser takes outside a ball, 1-0.
Third Martin base runner. They're hoping to keep this one out there. The other two have ran into outs, Randy.
Caught stealing.
Caught stealing and caught squeezing.
The 1-0 pitch coming to Kyle Leeser, and the off-speed from Ty Reller is high again and 2-0. Kyle should get a pretty good pitch to hit here.
Good time to hit.
On 2-0. Brian Schlungen will take his lead. Neil Anderson holds him there. Reller staring Schlungen down, and the pitch is low, ball 3. So I think Ty, in the back of his mind, too, Kirby knows this number 3 hitter for the Martins, probably your most dangerous hitter in that lineup, and pitching very carefully to him with one out and one on. Leeser takes high, ball 4, and that'll give the Martins a couple base runners with an out and leave it up to Brady Goble.
Intentional walk? Is that what you would go with?
That's maybe what I would go with, the game's second walk. Zach Moritz walked back in the first inning.
First baseman, Brady Goble.
Anderson out for a word. Funko with a word to Reller. First and second, one away, and big Brady Goble into the batter's box.
Brady a fly ball to high school teammate Carter Beer back in the second inning.
Speed on the pads for the Martins.
Goble into the box. Reller looks down to Logan Funk. Brian Schlungen leads from second. Kyle Leeser at first. And Goble takes a strike on the inside corner and 0-1. That was a good pitch for Ty Reller.
Yeah.
Brady would have got maybe that first 2 or 3 inches of the handle on it, Kirby.
Not going to do much with that one.
No. Other than break a bat. 0-1 the count. Pitch to Goble. Breaking ball. Another good pitch by Ty Reller. And the count 0-2 to Brady Goble.
These last two pitches just absolutely diced location-wise, which would solidify my comment of an unintentional, intentional walk to Kyle Leeser.
Exactly. It wasn't he was wild.
No.
Let's put it that way.
Well, otherwise he found it very quickly.
0-2 to Gobel. Pitch low. Nice stop by Logan Funk. And the count, 1-2. No score if you're just joining us. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. St. Martin with their most serious threat of the day. I think the game's most serious threat. First and second. And only one out. Reller looking back to second. Another glance back at Brian Schlungen. And Reller comes home. Gobel drives this to right center field. Carter Beer filling the gap will make the catch for the out. And back into the infield quickly is his throw. Boy, that's where Carter Beer, playing well off the right field line, is able to fill that gap and make the catch.
Guy covers more ground than Lewis and Clark. I mean, he was not off the bat, Randy. I thought that was double city, seeing if Leiser could score from first. And next thing you know, he scoots right over and didn't even really make it look all that hard either.
No, absolutely not. That'll bring Tanner Arsenault to the plate. Tanner Arsenault with just a boatload of doubles this year. If he doesn't lead the team in doubles, I don't know who does, because remember on the Dick Putz Show, it's usually Tanner Arsenault with a double. Tanner Arsenault with a double.
You would know.
Reller steps off the rubber, looks back to Brian Schlungen. Now the challenge of keeping that base runner close at second, because any kind of base hit on the grass is. Arsenault drills this to left field. That's a solid hit. Carl Leiser is going to hold Brian Schlungen. Probably a very wise move as Hunter Rademacher gets that one-hop shot back into the infield.
Sometimes you're punished by hitting it a little too hard. You know, if that was right on Rademacher. He got it and quick, easy field and rip right back into the infield. So yeah. Carl really didn't have much of a chance because, I mean, the throw's right at Caden and Sands got a cannon too.
He does.
I don't think Brian really would have had much of a chance on that one.
That'll bring Nolan Reeder to the plate. The Martins have the bases loaded with two outs. Reeder 1-for-1 today. And Nolan pops the first pitch up to straightaway center field. It's Hinnenkamp coming in. Jacob makes a catch for the out, and that will do it for the Martins here in the fourth. No runs, two hits, no errors. The bases left loaded. We played four. It's no score. St. Martin and Munich, we're back in a minute.
Are you thinking of building or remodeling this year? Last year, the windows in your home were drafty and you were setting the thermostat higher. Now is the time to get those windows replaced with Thermotech windows, available at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa. Thermotech understands that your home is more than a shelter of the elements. It's a reflection of your style and values. Bring in your plans and ideas to El Rosa Lumber. Their staff will guide you to picking out the Thermotech windows for your home. Keep your home warm and looking good with Thermotech windows and El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drives to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your dealer.
Top of the fifth inning, Region 15C baseball action brought to you by Grove Mutual Insurance, Dairyland Supply and Sox Center, Brandon Stang, Custom Farming, Corky's Bar in Richmond, Richmond A&W, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, and Central Minnesota Realty, IPM of Waite Park, White Clover Farm, Shady Silver Spur, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Kensington Bank, Albany Ready Mix, Shady's Long Shots, Kensington Insurance Agency, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, Columbia Gear, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, El Rosa Lumber Company, West Central Sanitation, Stony Creek Dairy, Rambo, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Pep's Pork, Rural Spring Hill, Painesville Farmers Union, Lake Henry Implement, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, John Dold, Century 21 First Realtor. Also bringing us baseball, the Greenwall Pub, Freeport State Bank, Buyer Built, BNS Excavating, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Albany Family Dentistry, Albany Chrysler Center, Leo's Auto Body and Glass and Farming, and Kramer Lumber. Joe Stangler, designated hitter for New Munich in the batter's box. The count to Joe at 0-2 as he just fouled one off. It'll be Stangler, Caden Sand, and Neil Anderson facing our right-hander Scott Leiser, who has yet to give up a hit to New Munich here in the top of the fifth inning. Leiser kicks, delivers. Here's a ground ball by Stangler to short. Kyle Leiser gobbles it up over to first base. 6-3 on the putout of Joe Stangler. Kirby, what's that I see? Blue skies? out to the west and northwest.
Keep them coming. Left my sunglasses in my car. I'll have to walk through the walk through the field between games.
Got a score update in Region 11 C, top of the fourth inning. Pearl Lake and Sartell Muskies. It's the Muskies leading Pearl Lake 4-2, top of four. Caden Sand to the plate. Caden 0 for 1 today and reached on an air.
Did you do the Lakers at all for your game of the weeks this year?
I did.
A scrappy bunch.
They are a scrappy bunch indeed. Yes, sir. Here's Sand, ground ball.
Ooh.
Brady Goble dives, nabs the two hopper, throws to Scotty Leeser covering first, and Sand dives, and Leeser beats him to the bag, and 3-1 on the putout. Nice play by Brady.
Good play by Brady. Great athletic play by Leeser getting over there, and the high throw from beyond his knees, Goble. Leeser's a big target to get to right there, and nice play all around by the pitcher in the first baseman.
Here comes Neil Anderson. Neil struck out in his first at bat, a swing and a miss, strike one. There you go, Kirby. I got a whiff. You see that smoke is coming this way now? The burgers.
It's like a cartoon pie smell making its way over to Randy's nostrils now.
That is good. 0-2 as Anderson swings over the top of that.
You leave some room from your pancakes?
I did. Anderson a check swing and the count at 0-2 yet. Well, it's two strikes. They should have an air freshener that's made like hamburgers and fried onions, right?
Million-dollar idea.
Yeah, million-dollar idea. Here
Randy's,
we go.
Randy's retiring Monday.
0-2 the count. Anderson, line drive back to Leeser on the mound. Scotty knocks it down. Still has time. Throws to first. And 1-3 on the putout. That'll end the Silver Streak's fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 4.5 innings at St. Martin and Munich, scoreless in Region 15C. Baseball action. We're back in a minute here in Meyer Grove.
Your smile with healthy teeth makes a first impression. Your teeth are meant to last a lifetime. The team at Albany Family Dentistry can assist you with all your dental needs to keep your teeth and mouth healthy. They offer comprehensive dentistry and advanced services like professional cleaning, dental implants, 3D x-rays, one-visit crowns, bridge work, root canals, teeth whitening, and so much more. Put your dental health in the care of Albany Family Dentistry. For an appointment, phone 1-855-845-8415. Good luck to all the area teams. Innovative technology, the leader in our community, Albany Mutual Telephone, proudly connecting you to the world for 70 years. As your local hometown service provider, we offer digital TV service with a crystal clear picture, phone service, and unparalleled internet speeds. Thank you for choosing us. We look forward to serving you. Albany Mutual Telephone, technology all the way home.
All right, we're back here in Meyer Grove. That grounds crew out doing a little raking in between this top of the fifth and bottom of the fifth. And here comes Scott Leeser to the plate for the St. Martin Martins. Leeser had a gift double back in the third inning. Put it in front of Carter Beer, and it bounced by Carter on a diving attempt. So Scott 1-for-1 today. First pitch of ball to the Martin pitcher as Ty Reller delivers. And sounded like he broke his bat. One hopper to Will Funk over at short. That's going to pull the first baseman off the bag. And Leeser will make his way to second again on the throwing error by Will Funk.
It's a long throw. Very good sure-handed fielder is Will Funk, Randy. But that's a long throw deep in the hole there. Pulls the first baseman off the bag. And error in the column, and the Martins threatening once again here. They had something cooking in the third. Leeser ran into the out with the squeeze. Bases loaded in the fourth. Now they get the leadoff man to second base, and Mr. Messer will be asked to bunt right here.
I think Carl's going to do it again, ask Ryan to put a bunt down again. They're going to leave Scott Leeser in, not try to pinch run for him, and Messer was swinging away on that first pitch in 0-1.
The real question will be, Randy, is he going to ask Schlungen to squeeze again?
True. Well, you got to get him to third first. So Messer not giving any indication of a bunt on that first pitch. That pitch was up in the strike zone, too. Ty Reller looking back to second. Will Funk keeping him close. And Messer again swinging away, popping it up, foul and out of play in the count 0-2. Carl's going to maybe take his chances as Messer now will probably not be bunting here. Hopefully Ryan can put one on the grass. I think that's what Carl's hope is with nobody out. And a swing and a miss at the breaking ball. Messer is out on strikes. That was the big nasty by Ty Reller there. Ho.
So decided, elected not to bunt right there. Especially, interesting.
And, you know, it's, I mean, Carl's making the decision, but maybe he's getting some feedback, too, from his players saying maybe too much small ball.
We're starting to hit him a little.
Let our guys hit. Yeah. Pitch two. Matthew Schlungen is high for a ball, 1-0.
The game play itself out every now and then.
One ball, no strikes. Ty Reller looks back to second. Will Funk keeping Scott Leiser close. And late swing there by Matthew. And a one ball, one strike.
Think about Ty. He's still got that old rally killer with the heater yet.
He does. And it seems like his breaking ball is working today. He's used that on a couple occasions already as closeout pitcher, killer pitches high to Matthew, and the count, two balls and a strike. 2-1 the count coming up here after this ball game, maybe that half hour to 40 minutes after this one. Lake Henry and Luxembourg, and then El Rosa Spring Hill a little later on this afternoon. Now Reller will step off the pitching rubber.
Cat and mouse between the two pitchers right here. Is Scotty trying to gain every inch, that secondary lead.
Two balls and a strike. Pitch to Schlungen. There's a base hit to left. Leiser will go into third base. And, again, the Martins with runners on the base paths. With one out and your leadoff man, Zach Moritz, coming to the plate.
Yeah, this is where you got to get nasty if you're Ty Reller. Chad Funk and Will Funk going to come over and have a conversation, as does Logan Funk. So he's getting triple teamed by Funk's right here as Ty Reller. But, yeah, you got top of the order, first and third, and just one away. So a good opportunity for the Martins to get our game's first run across, Randy.
So Scott Leiser and Carl Leiser talking to Zach Moritz right now. You know, it'd be interesting because of all that experience that those guys have, what they're telling Moritz at the plate. Moritz.
This team's got, I mean, Carl's the manager, but it's got about four guys who could
they've
easily
got so much college baseball experience, too, and just some, yeah.
Scott's going to be the manager of St. John's someday, I believe. Kyle's the manager of New London Spicer High School. Brian knows his game.
Here's the pitch to Zach Moritz. High for a ball, 1-0. 1-0 the count. We're in the top, or make it the bottom of the fifth inning. Bottom of the fifth inning, no score. Martin's threatening again. Randy Rothstein, Kirby Hemish with you. Scott Stevens producing our game back at our sports studios in Albany. Hey, who called time there? Was it Zach? I think Zach did call time. I could hear it. Time. Ty Reller stares down to Logan Funk, and Moritz drills this over the head of Will Funk into left center field, and the Martins grab an early lead. Boy, that got so close to the mesh of Will Funk's glove, Kirby, but they had the infield drawn in just a little bit.
Yep.
And that was enough to get it over his head, and Zach Moritz with the RBI single.
So a scoreless game in a Leiser-Reller matchup. Paul Sandel likes to bring the infield all the way in, and he almost have to right there to gun that, because one might be enough on a day like today. You got a goose egg in the hit column, so Funk comes in. If he's playing normal depth, that's right at his chest.
Brian Schlungen in the batter's box, and looks like he was going to drag bunt something down the third baseline. And pulls back, ruled a ball, 1-0. Matthew Schlungen over at second. At first, Zach Moritz, 1-0 St. Martin. They have taken the lead here in the fifth inning. The kick to pitch, Schlungen shot past Caden Sand into left field. Everybody up 90 feet, and the Martins have loaded them up here against Ty Reller in the fifth inning.
So we talked earlier after the air that he let Messer swing, and we were kind of shaking our head or scratching our head, if you will, Randy. But then you look at the at-bats since then. Matthew the single, Moritz all over that single. Brian punching one through the left side. It's maybe that, you know, we don't need to give them outs right here because we're kind of getting it done with the bat ourselves.
You bet. Seven hits for the Martins here in the first five and a or make it four and a third innings. And up at the plate, it's Kyle Leeser.
Nowhere to put him.
Matthew Schlungen at third. Zach Moritz second. Brian Schlungen at first. And Logan Funk makes a great stop behind home plate at a pitch that was in the dirt.
Middle infield, the Funk family is looking to turn two here. It's going to be tough to do on today, especially with this guy in the batter's box. Caden Sand even with the bag.
Ty Reller ready on the mound. Here's his pitch, and Leeser will take a little bit high for a ball. Now 2-0. No activity at all yet in the bullpen for New Munich. Ty Reller, one big breath, and the left-hander comes home. Leeser pops this one up over by first. Neil Anderson will watch this one go foul and out of play, and the count at two balls and a strike.
That would have been large. That one stays in play. Get an out right there off this guy. The base is chucked.
Reller knew he had to come with a strike there, and I think Kyle Leeser also aware of that 2-0 pitch was going to be a pretty nice pitch down the middle. Reller advantage on that pitch as Ty kicks and delivers. Leeser will take high for a ball, and now 3-1.
Here's where it gets interesting because you don't want to walk in a run, but you don't want to put one on a tee for this guy either.
Three balls and a strike. Rademacher and Hinnenkamp, they back up a few steps out in left and center, and Leeser pops this one up in the infield. Infield five called right off the bat. Will Funk will grab it at short, and two outs.
It's a big one right there, Randy. Huge as you get infield fly, nobody advancing.
Gotta bring Brady Goebel to the plate. Brady has got a couple F9s in the book this afternoon. Not because they've been lollipop outs. He's hit them on a rope. Carter Beers made a couple nice catches on Brady Goebel fly balls out to right field. Now Ty Reller trying to work out of this jam and keep it at a one-run ball game as Goebel folds this to the backstop and 0-1. And Brady does take a nice swing. I was just going to say that. It's like we could see it in that swing there. It's not crazy wild. It's just so fluid.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. 0-1 the count. The pitch to Goebel. Ground ball to short. Will Funk will flip it to Chad for out number 6-4 in the putout. That'll do it for the Martins here in the fifth. They come up with a run on three hits. There was a silver streak error, and the bases left loaded. We have played 5 at St. Martin, 1, New Munich, nothing. More Region 15C baseball action in a minute here on KASM.
The Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry is where you'll find food like Mom and Grandma used to make. Stop by for a noon lunch special served Tuesday through Friday or order off the menu. Dine in-house or to-go options are always available, and the portions are for big appetites. So come hungry to the Sportsman's Den. Saturday night is $5 burger basket night from 5 until 9. And don't forget the Sportsman's Den for weddings, anniversaries, and birthdays. Give Cindy a call at 243-4546 and book your events today at Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry.
For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area, they specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams.
Top of the sixth inning, Scott Leeser will face the Silver Streaks, Carter Beer, Jacob Hinnenkamp, and Chad Funk.
Randy, we're at 1-0 right now, and it's still at 1-0, and it's going to be a competitive game for at least the short near future, because what a job by Ty Reller right there. Bases loaded, one out, Leeser Goebel. You get a pop fly with nobody advancing in a ground out to keep it at 1-0. That's That's some big stuff right there.
It is. Caden Sand, he is throwing down in the Silver Streak bullpen between innings here as Carter Beer takes a strike, called an 0-1.
Scott's journey on the bases haven't hurt his legs for his velocity at all, Randy.
Here's a chopper to first. Leaser fields it, but Brady Goebel had gone to field it too, and Carter Beer is going to beat out an infield single as there was nobody there to cover the bag.
There's maybe three guys in the league who got that kind of speed who could make that a base hit right there. Everybody else, that's just a ground out. But the pressure he puts on Goebel and Leaser to be perfect and make sure everything's exchanged perfectly, interesting way to bust up the no-no.
Exactly. Infield single for Beer. One on, nobody out. Here's Jacob Hinnenkamp. He's going to try to bunt his teammate over to second, and it's bunted foul, and 0-1 to Jacob. Jacob 0-for-1 today. Ground ball to third in his first at-bat. Ryan Messer in on the grass over at third. Scott Leaser works from the stretch for the first time today. Here's a bunt, and that's going to be fair. Fielded by Brian Schlungen. His throw to first in time to get a speedy Jacob Hinnenkamp. Brian, again, was waiting for that ball maybe to go foul, and it just died in its spot.
It may have, but Brian probably making the right move right there, Randy, that it's you can't take a chance of both guys reaching base, because if he waits maybe, what, another half a second, Hinnenkamp's first and second
he
right
is.
Here.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great bunt by Jacob Hinnenkamp, a sacrifice bunt, a 2-3 on the putout. One out, and here's leadoff man Chad Funk. Leaser comes home to Funk, and the pitch inside a ball, 1-0. Chad Funk, for so many years, batted 3 or 4 in this Silver Streak lineup for the probably last 7, 8, 9 years. He's been the leadoff man, kind of the table setter for the rest of the lineup. Here's a pickoff move, and oh, they got him! They picked off Carter Beer at second on a spin move by Scott Leaser. And boy, again, the umpire had just a great angle on that, Kirby.
Best seat in the house for Bryce right there. His nose right on it. Kyle Leaser sneaks behind Beer. Just that quick step past him. Scott Leaser put it right on the bag and slid right into the glove.
So now two outs. And Chad Funk has to maybe approach this at bat a little differently, trying to set the table, and hopefully hitters behind him can drive him in. There's a strike call to Chad Funk, and the count at 1-1. 1-1. Here's Leaser's pitch. Funk will pop this one up at home plate. Brian Schlungen, Scott Leaser. Leaser makes the catch for the out. And that will end the Silver Streak 6. No runs, a hit, no errors, no one left on base. We played 5.5. St. Martin 1, New Munich nothing. More Region 15C baseball action coming up in a minute here on KASM.
Make the switch and start your new career at Beyer Built Woodworks in Belgrade. Beyer is a family-owned company that offers fantastic benefits. Right now, they're looking for a general laborer, assembler, and night shift truck loader with a $20 starting wage. Beyer Built Woodworks, a millwork distributor in Belgrade, offers health, dental, life, disability, 401k with company match, paid time off, and revenue sharing with a strong, growing company. Apply today at BeyerBuilt.com. That's B-A-Y-E-R, BeyerBuilt.com.
Also have positions for machine operators, route drivers, and over-the-road drivers.
Your tomorrow is important to Central Minnesota Insurance Agency and Grinnell Mutual. That's why you can trust us to provide you with personalized service and a full range of insurance coverages you can count on. We'll be there when you need us, so you can trust in tomorrow. For all your insurance needs, contact Gary and Ruth Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Donna Coulter, Maggie Haynes, Crystal Lahr, Missy Stanley, and Kayla Cromwell, your local Grinnell Mutual agents of Central Minnesota Insurance Agency in Painesville at 243-7403. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual.
Tanner Arsenault will lead off the Martin sixth inning. A 1-0 St. Martin lead. Arsenault, Nolan Reeder, Scott Leaser facing Ty Reller. The first pitch to Tanner, a strike, and now Tanner swings and misses. Strike two. One run, seven hits, and an error for St. Martin. No runs, one hit, and one error for New Munich. Reller's pitch, fastball high and away, and the count at one ball, two strikes, now to Tanner.
I love it. You go high fastball, higher fastball, higher yet fastball.
The 1-2 pitch, Arsenal pops this one up. Logan Funk will watch this go out of play. Count stays, a ball and two strikes.
You can pick that one up when you go get your burger between games. Hope someone beat you.
We have Luxembourg Lake Henry. They are second game of the day. That game scheduled for about half hour to 40 minutes after this one is done. The pitch inside to Tanner and the count 2-2. Ty Reller, curveball, that's in the dirt. Bounces away from Logan Funk. He's got a good angle. Throws to first in time. Arsenal out. Thank you for tuning in to AM 1150, 107.7 FM, 105.5 HD2, and streaming online at mychasm.com. A reminder, all of these games are being recorded back at our studios in Albany. And at some point, Kirby's going to have these games uploaded on our website this week. It probably won't be Monday right away, but Kirby has been pretty good at getting these ball games on the air.
Well, the demand by the Stearns County or by the Region 15 seed players, the heat they put on me, Randy, apparently they want me in at midnight on Monday.
Reader, a drive to center field, Hinnenkamp coming in, makes the catch for the out.
There's a field manager in El Rosa smiling right now because, you know, I remember traditionally AJ was always, hey, when are you going to get that game on there? Like, oh, you played 10 minutes ago. Give me a break. I'll get him on there, though.
Yeah, I'd say it's a lot of audio to go through. Yeah. You know, we like to...
I got to edit out Randy's curse words.
And that's right. That's right.
Racial slurs and stuff like that. So
gotta... Here's Scott Leeser at the plate. And Scott, so far today, on 1-for-2. Been on base twice, reached on an error in his last at-bat, and scored the game's only run. First pitch, a ball to Scott. One ball, no strikes, as Ty Reller delivers. And a swing and a miss by Scotty Leeser. One ball, one strike.
Not getting cheated. Healthy hack.
1-1 your count. Ty Reller's pitch. Fastball high and away. Did he go? No, he did not on the appeal.
Not even close.
And 2-1. Ty Reller. He has the sign from Funk. And the 2-1 pitch is high. 3-1. Reller pitching here in the bottom of the sixth inning has given up seven hits so far today, has walked two men. And ready to go again. The 3-1 pitch to Leeser, a swing and a miss at the pitch in the dirt, and the count full at 3-2.
Sitting dead red and just so happened to come with the off-speed pitch right there as Leeser waves at the 3-1 bouncing ball.
The count full at 3-2. Reller's pitch popped up foul down the first baseline. That's going to go out of play. Count stays full at 3-2. Stick around in our postgame show today. We'll name your coveted cap player of the game. Those caps provided. Promotional Resources Incorporated. So thank you for the coveted cap. As Leeser fouls it at the plate. Count stays full at 3-2. Three, two, the count. Those blue skies slowly making their way this way. Here's a pop-up down the first baseline. Neil Anderson giving chase, still giving chase, and with his back to the infield, reaches out and makes the catch. Nice grab by Neil Anderson. That will end the Martin sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played six. St. Martin won. New Munich nothing. More Region 15C baseball action in a minute here on KASM.
If you're in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 14 office locations and 70 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralminnesotarealty.com. That's centralmnrealty.com. MattImdick.com or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295.
Manure pump making noise, water leaking, bent fan blade, manure spreader not spreading right, or maybe your TMR feed mixer is not mixing right. Well, these are all things that Dairyland Supply and Sock Center can help you with. Give Dan, Mike, Gene, or Lashana a call at 800-338-6455 for all your Artex, Hagedorn, Penta, Kuhn Knight, Hool, Supreme, Vermeer, and Noon parts needs. We also have shipping available if you are farther away. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Top of the seventh coming up here on KASM Radio. Score update over in Region 11C. Tim Burns hits a Grand Slam home run, and the Sartell Muskies now lead Pearl Lake 9-2. 9-2.
Wow, his 100th region RBI. That guy's been doing it for a long, long time.
Tim Burns, yeah, one of the best hitters amateur baseball has seen. Yeah. He has pounded the ball. There's a strike to Logan Funk and 0-1. Well, it's one strike. Funk chops it to a first base. And again, a little indecision with Brady Goble and Scott Leeser. Who's going to field that ball? And Leeser can't get a handle on it. That's going to fall to, they're going to give him a hit.
Base hit, carbon copy of the Carter Beer play, basically, Randy, where it's Brady going, is it me? Is it you? Are you grabbing the ball? Am I getting the ball? Who's getting the base? Oh, he's on first.
You look at where the divots are. They're almost in the same spot. There was one earlier, and now there's another.
They're within a foot of each other right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it is. So Funk, a base runner for New Munich here, their second hit of the day. To bring Will Funk to the plate, and Will takes the first pitch from Leeser, a strike called, and 0-1. The ball's one strike. Logan Funk, not a real big lead over at first, as Will will take strike two, called, and 0-2.
That was nasty.
Boy, he's shooting the knees on Will Funk.
Iron sharpens iron right here, good on good.
Leeser to the set. Pitch a little bit high, and Will Funk taking all the way. A ball and two strikes. What's Will done today? Pop up to short and a strikeout in his last at bat. Ty Ruller on deck for the Silver Streaks. Funk chops it to Messer at third. He'll go to second for one and no relay as they're comfortable just getting that lead man. Messer had to wait for that ball to come down off a big higher hop and made sure on his throw to get the lead man.
I mean, seventh inning of a one-run region game, you know Funk's going hard 90 up the first base pass, so there's not even really an opportunity to entertain for Tanner to go across the diamond. So, yeah, just get that lead one for sure and play on.
Here comes Ty Ruller to the plate. Ty 0 for 2 today against Scott Leeser, and the pitch is outside of ball, 1-0.
Haven't seen a lot of ball ones from this guy today, Randy.
Not at all. Paul Sand going through some signs. Will Funk, good base runner. He has a huge lead at first against Scott Leeser. And the pitch to Reller. Drills it to straightaway center field. Lots of room out there for Reeder. Nolan will make the catch for the out. And Will Funk has to hustle back to first base.
Getting under that ball. Now you get it to a veteran trying to clutch up right here for New Munich.
Designated hitter, Joe Stengler.
Bring Joe Stengler to the plate. Joe for two out of the DH spot today. Funk a lead from first. Ready on the mound, Scott Leeser, his pitch. Stengler drills this foul right in front of the third base dugout. Boy, he was out in front of that pitch.
We talked about coming at him on 0-0. Joe's been watching all day. You talked about DH is sitting around, Randy, and that's exactly what he did right there. He's going to come at me on 0-0. I'm throwing my hands at it.
Scott Leeser at work from the stretch. Will Funk takes his lead. Time call by Joe Stengler. Yeah, and you know, you can throw over to first base, but I think that's probably just as important there too. I mean, you're sending a message not only to the batter, but to the guy at first base.
Yeah. just a reminder that I'm aware that you're
I know you're over there. Yeah,
I haven't forgot about you yet.
The pitch. Stengler follows it at the plate. And the count at 0-2 now to Joe. The ball is two strikes. What's that old school of thought, Kirby? If you throw over there so many times, the percentage that that guy's going to actually steal becomes...
higher?
No, I think less and less. Wild's got another great lead at first base. He'll step off, and that'll get Joe Stengler in the left shoulder, and it's going to get the Silver Streaks runners at first and second. So on 0-2, Joe Stengler hit by a leaser pitch.
Speaking of things that have happened 100 times in a region game, Joe Stengler with the HBP. Leaser with a look at plate umpire Jameson Barrett thinking, I don't know that that was all that inside blue, but aboard at first is Joe Stengler. Funk moves to second.
Gotta bring Caden Sand to the plate, and Caden 0-for-2 today. Reached on an air. He drills this to the second baseman, Arsenault. Tanner over to first. 4-3 on the put out of Sand, and that'll end the Silver Streak seventh. No runs, a hit, no errors, and two left on base. 6.5 innings, St. Martin 1. New Innick nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM.
Day after day, month after month, El Rosa Grain and Feed continues to lead the area as your Hubbard Feed dealer. Hubbard Feeds are the perfect blend for your dairy rations, hog feeds, and chicken feeds. El Rosa Grain and Feed can customize your feed order and also offer delivery right to your farm. Looking to buy or sell your grains? Talk with Tim for the best prices around. El Rosa Grain and Feed, your Hubbard Feed dealer, wishes the best of luck to all the area teams at the Region 15C Baseball Tournament. The Greenwald Pub in Greenwald is the place for all your upcoming events, weddings, anniversaries, birthdays, bridal and baby showers, business meetings, and anything else. They will prepare the luncheon or meal to your liking for all events. They also do catering and rent out tables and chairs. For a large or small event, the Greenwald Pub will get it done right for you. Phone 987-3100 and talk to Jeff or stop in at the pub. Get your events booked for this year and 2023 at the Greenwald Pub. Good luck to all the area teams from the Greenwald Pub.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Ryan Messer will lead off the St. Martin seventh inning. His Martin team, a 1-0 lead over New Munich. Pitch to Ryan Messer on the inside corner. Strike one. It'll be Messer, Matthew Schlungen, and Zach Morris. Facing Ty Reller, who has given up the one run, seven hits, and walked two. Swing and a miss by Messer. And 0-2 to Ryan. Ryan, a sacrifice bunt back in the third, struck out in the fifth. And there's a swing and a miss, scooped out of the dirt by Logan Funk. His throw to first base, and Messer retired.
Strike number five for Ty Reller. I would say three of those, Randy, have been in the dirt.
Yeah, and Logan Funk's done a great job, Kirby. He scoops him out of the dirt and completes that strikeout over at first. Here comes Matthew Schlungen to the plate. Matthew 1-for-2 today. Pitch to Matthew is... high and away, 1-0, one ball, no strikes. Ty Reller's pitch, Schlungen drives it down the left field line. Backtracking is Hunter Rademacher and makes the catch on the run as that ball carried pretty good.
The old in then out as a step in and then uh-oh, back, but making the play. Indication, Randy, with the ball up in the air that might just see some fireworks as the day progresses. We haven't seen anything. I mean, that was maybe the first ball an outfielder's gone back on here today.
Winds maybe switching a little bit, maybe more out of the east-northeast, Kirby. Yes, Zach Moritz will take a pitch high and 1-0 right now. Zach Moritz, a big hit of the game, Kirby. RBI single.
The hero of the game, the difference.
1-for-2 today, a walk back in the first inning, and that RBI single in the fifth. Two balls, no strikes, the count to Moritz. And Zach drills this past Caden Sand at third into left field, his second hit of the day.
All over that ball.
Oh, he's got a good swing, too.
Yeah. Spanked it. Sand's got no chance at that, has drilled it right into left, a two away. Runner aboard.
I'll bring Brian Schlungen to the plate. Brian's got a couple hits today for the Martins, 2 for 3. Lake Henry, Luxembourg, they're our next two teams. They'll be playing about a half hour, 40 minutes after this one's done today. We'll have that coverage here on KASM Radio. Pitch to Brian Schlungen is high and away, ball one. Between games, Scott will have our birthday clubs. So if you have sent in a card for the birthday club, you may want to be listening between games today. Pitch actually throw over to first and back safely is Zach Moritz. With two outs, here comes Ty Reller's pitch to Brian Schlungen. That's high and inside in the count 2-0.
Reller's got to be up there on pitches, Randy. He had some meaty innings there, fourth and fifth, some longer ones.
Two outs, no strikes. Here's a ground ball. Oh, Ty Reller snaps it out of the air on a hop. Throws to first, 1-3 on the putout. Another spectacular play by the lefty for New Munich. For the Martins, no runs, a hit, no errors, and one left on. We have played 7 here in Meyer Grove. 1-0, St. Martin over New Munich. We're back in a minute as Kirby Hemish will take us the rest of the way in a minute here on KASM.
If you are driving a vehicle that's dented and banged up, maybe it's time to give it a facelift and head to Leo's Auto Body and Glass in downtown Farming. Leo has been making his customers' vehicles look like showroom new again for many years. Leo's Auto Body and Glass also does glass replacement and chip repair. Stop by today or give Leo and Jolene a call at 597-3730. That's 597-3730. Leo's Auto Body and Glass. Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie, American staples, and supported by Painesville Farmers Union, a locally owned and operated co-op. Farmers, as we head into the fall, it's a good time to fill up your diesel tanks and LP corn dryer tanks in preparation for the fall harvest. All it takes is a call to the agronomy department, and the experts can come out to your farm and do crop scouting for soybean aphids and other pests. Good luck to all the teams playing in the Region 15C tournament from Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
Top of the eighth, bottom of the order for the Silver Streaks. It reads Anderson Beer Hinnenkamp. They're looking to get that first one across, and that first one would tie it up right now as we're 1-0 in favor of St. Martin. Martin's with a RBI single for Zach Moritz in the fifth inning, plating Scott Leeser. It's the only thing we got in the run column thus far on that brand spanking, well, I guess it's a year-old scoreboard here in Meyer Grove. As Leeser climbs Mount Meyer Grove and Neil Anderson into the batter's box, Leeser's first offering, missing low for a ball. Neil today, strikeout back in the second and a bounce out to Leeser back in the fifth. He's working on an 0-for-2. Streaks have two hits as this pitch hit in the air to left center field. Going back is Reeder. He's not going to get it. That ball will roll right up to the fence. Anderson stopped at first. He's coming now into second, and he makes it to second. I don't know if Neil maybe jammed a knee or something, Randy.
There's something when he tried turning that bag at first base, something, he doesn't feel real good after that run.
If Nolan's throw is on the money, Anderson's out by 10 feet, but it was up the line, and Anderson, he's walking around a little gingerly right now.
It is his left knee. It looks like something maybe locked on him.
Sandman's trying to find the guy he wants to run, and he's found him. Out to run out of the dugout is Keegan Stengler. Keegan Stengler will run for Neil Anderson.
That does not look good. I don't like that look at all.
Stepping into the batter's box.
So we talked about how an outfielder had yet to be burned thus far today, Randy.
Oh.
Reeder gets torched right there, but Anderson must have, if it was a jam or something, rounding first. So the batter's Carter Beer. He had the first of the two infield singles for the Streaks here today. Martin corner infielders are thinking bunt right here as Beer does square, and he bunts it into the Martin dugout for strike one. Carter nubbed one between Leeser and Goble. His last time up in the sixth inning, reached base, got to second on a sacrifice bunt that then was picked off. Scott Leeser to Kyle Leeser. 1-0 our score here, top eight. First round action, Region 15C. As Leeser looks out at second at Stengler, Long look over there. Now he'll come home. Beer squares, and he does put this one down. This is going to be a tough play. Oh. Brian Fields. Brian throws in time to retire Beer, but Stengler makes it over to third base. Sacrifice in order, and the tying run 90 feet away at third.
Great bunt by Carter Beer. Just putting it down perfectly. And, again, a very close play at first, Kerb.
It'll be up to Jacob Hinnenkamp here. Martin Infield, of course, coming in. See some activity in the pen. I don't know if that's bullpen activity. I think that's maybe first base activity over there.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah.
As Nolan Sand probably going to come in and play first. As the first offering to Hinnenkamp, he puts a bunt down. It's a safety squeeze. The play will be to first, and we're tied at one. It wasn't the full suicide. Beautiful bunt up the right side.
Wow.
By Jacob Hinnenkamp. Seeing the ball down was Stengler. He then comes across to score. It's an RBI, and we got a new ball game.
You talk about perfect execution on that that play, Kirby. Beautiful bunt. The young man running, Stengler running for Anderson, just waited perfectly, and we've got a new ball game.
1-1 the score as a double and two bunts pushes the tire across for New Munich. Back to the top of the order with two dead and Chad Funk. Leaser's first offering missing for a ball. Second pitch is burned in at the knees to even it up at 1-1. Chadwick today is 0-3. Bounce out to short, fly out to short, and a fly out to Scott Leaser. Scotty's 1-1 pitch. That's in there for a strike as well, moving our count to 1-2. So if you thought that Moritz RBI knock was the difference, the streaks scratch one across. They're all fired up. As the 1-2 pitch fouled straight back by Chad Funk. Stays alive at 1-2.
Boy, that was a sneaky fast ball there by Scott Leaser. And Chad Funk at the last second, Kirby decided, I better protect the plate.
Just enough to flip it foul. As Leaser's 1-2 pitch, this is popped up. Called at first, right on it is Goble. Brady will make the catch right to the right of first base, and that does it for the streaks in the eighth, but they get the equalizer. Scoring a run on one hit, no Martinez, nobody left on base. 7.5, 1-1 our score. On to the bottom of the eighth, it's Region 15C baseball action. New Munich and St. Martin with a masterpiece right now. We're back at it in a minute.
Pep's Pork, where homegrown is the only way to do it. The tastiest pork products, sausage, bacon, brats, barbecue ribs, patties, and more in central Minnesota. If you're looking for old-fashioned sausage and other delicious pork products, then Pep's Pork near Spring Hill is the only place to start. For more than 35 years, they've been producing some of the area's most recognizable and sought-after meat products. At Pep's Pork, they're all about quality, raising hogs, growing crops, and a strong work ethic to bring you the best meat to your table. They invite you to try their products today and join their growing family of satisfied customers. For over 70 years, you have come to depend on AM 1150 KASM Albany and on FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany and 24 hours a day on KASM Albany 107.7 FM. Broadcasting from the Blattner Company Studio.